Live from Los Angeles, it's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
With my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez.
Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. That is Perez. How do you do?
Well, like life, there is daylight, sunshine, and then there's nighttime and darkness. So we have some sad things to discuss today, like Amanda Bynes and what's going on with her. Also, some equally sad, I would say, Wendy Williams news, plus ridiculousness like Bad Bunny, major drama with an ex, Heather McDonald, we were on her podcast, lots of juiciness there, some Tom Cruise news, and more. But first, how are you?
I'm good. Nothing new to report, just chugging along. How you doing?
I am good. It was spring break last week, and I was so busy, but it was manageable. I didn't go away for spring break, but I did something with my kids every single day. Mm-hmm. And it made me really look forward to this summer. If I don't figure out a summer camp situation mm-hmm. or summer school situation, I could still keep them busy and do fun things. And it doesn't always need to be a big to-do. I took them to an ice cream shop one day. That's kind of a quick experience. But for them, they got out of the house. They got to try new ice creams. It was good. But I'm glad they're back in school. And tomorrow is my birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
And I'm going to try something different. I'm going to be shameless.
Wait a minute. You said you're going to be doing something different. You're always shameless.
All right. No. I'm going to be shameless on my birthday, which okay. I don't usually am. So I'm going to do an experiment, and I'll share it here on the podcast because we have a lot of loyal listeners.
That's true.
Whom I know want to wish me an extra happy birthday. And if they want to do that, I have a PayPal.
Oh,
my
boy.
PayPal. I've told you, I'm going to be extra shameless.
Wow.
If everybody sends a dollar or more,
I'm urging everyone in our audience to send nothing.
Well, if anybody
send a happy
does
birthday tweet, and it should say, you're not getting my dollar.
Well, some people really want to show a dollar is nothing. Okay. My PayPal is Spam Barbie.
Spam.
My sister set it up. Ask her. I don't know.
Spam Barbie.
Yeah. And it's spelled B-A-R-B-Y. So that's spambarbie@gmail.com. And if everybody just sends a dollar or five or 10 or 20 or 100, wow, the best birthday ever. I told you I was being very shameless.
You're
I
being
owned
ridiculous.
It.
You got plenty. You don't need money from our audience.
I said if they want to. I didn't say I needed it. I said I wanted it. Okay? There's a difference.
I'm going to let it go because it's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Listen, I'm very transparent. Is it thirsty? Absolutely. Is it lame?
Yes.
I wouldn't say it's lame.
You're asking for people to PayPal you money for no other reason other than it's
my
birthday.
Yeah, pretty exactly.
Lame.
People do it all the time.
Well, people are buttholes all the time, too.
I like, some people might think it's lame of me because I'm a public figure, but normal people do that all the time. And I view myself as a normal person.
Okay.
And if you don't believe
me, let's do the normal show. Yeah, enough
of
you.
No, I was going to. If you don't believe me, call us and confirm whether or not people do that on their birthdays. 800-721-1185. They do. I see it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, let's get right to it. Starting off with Amanda Bynes, sadly. I actually have some breaking news.
Okay.
The very latest is over the weekend, she was placed on a 5150 psychiatric hold. And now we're hearing that that will most likely be extended.
Hmm.
So what happened? Context. First, what people may not have heard or seen, I saw this video that has now gone semi-viral of Amanda out in Hollywood on Friday night, I believe it was, because it was St. Patrick's Day. And she was by herself, I guess just walking around Hollywood. And I looked at the video carefully, and she seemed okay.
How can you tell from looking at a video that she seems okay?
I said seemed. I clearly don't know.
How could you even make a judgment either way is my point.
Well, she wasn't in that video behaving in a way that I would describe as alarming.
Okay.
So, you know, she wasn't incoherent. She didn't look scary. She was put together. She looked like she had showered. She didn't appear to be high or rambling or whatever. So clearly I'm not a doctor, whatever, whatever. From Friday night to Sunday night, something happened because on early Sunday morning, she called 911 on herself. Mm-hmm. She had flagged down a driver and told that person that she was coming down from a psychotic episode. And I guess it's a good thing that she realized that she needed help.
Yeah.
Because she was in a very dangerous position. She was roaming around the streets of downtown Los Angeles naked. That's not a good area to be.
I don't think anywhere is a good area to be naked.
Well, yeah, even
if you're in a shower.
I was going to say, even if you're fully clothed, like the downtown or adjacent area of Los Angeles is not a good place to be naked. So the authorities came, they hospitalized her, and now we're hearing from her ex fiance. She was set to be married, mm-hmm. you know, as of last year. And also allegedly got pregnant by this guy. For some reason, I understand. I guess, you know, he feels jilted and maybe he got paid and who knows. There could be many reasons, but he gave an interview to the media and he says that Amanda was off her meds before this incident happened. Mm-hmm. He also, I would say, took a low blow and said, quote, "She lied and cheated and had too many flings when we were together." Mm. So I'm like, is now the... I mean, well, who cares? She's not going to see that now. So it's not like it's going to hurt her, him saying that in the moment. It might in the future. Those close to her have been worried for a while. According to reports, she has been abusing prescription medication, specifically Adderall, which one of the consequences of that is a lot of people can be very thin if you just take a lot of Adderall and don't eat. According to those close to her, she was weighing less than 100 pounds. However, despite all of this, her parents are not considering another conservatorship for her right now. She was in a very long, and I'm saying years long, conservatorship that ended last year. Her parents think that because she was able to, for herself, determine that she needed help, that now is not the right time to seek another conservatorship. And you know what? I think they know better than anybody else probably what's best for their daughter. So that's all that went down with Amanda Bynes. And I mean, yeah, I don't, what else is there to say? It's unfortunate. Mental illness is absolutely real. Addiction is absolutely real.
I mean, it's really, here's the story. She had an episode, was walking around naked downtown, called the authorities on herself. They put her in a hold, and now it's a we'll see situation. I just summed that up in a sentence and a half. It's unfortunate. It's a sick person. That's the story.
Well, speaking of a similar situation, over in New York City, Wendy Williams was spotted very similarly to Amanda Bynes. And I think there's nothing wrong with this. She went out to dinner by herself.
Okay.
Are you the kind of person that would go to a nice restaurant? Because she went to a nice restaurant. Would you go have dinner by yourself at a nice restaurant?
I do it all of the time. There's like food that I like that Kellen doesn't. I went to sushi 2 days ago by myself.
Okay. I personally don't think it's weird or strange. I'm just curious because I don't think I'm the kind of person that would go eat at a nice restaurant by themselves. Maybe part of me does think it is strange is what I'm trying to set up. Okay. Mm. So the eating by herself and she was also drinking by herself. And Wendy is, I would say, fresh out of rehab. Mm. So I would think that this would be concerning, especially because she also claimed, according to the person that was with her, that she wanted to get drunk and that she wasn't hiding her drinking.
I thought you said she was alone.
Well, no. Sorry. This person, sorry. She ran into this gossip dude that I know who then, of course, turned it into an he turned it into an item. Like, he planted the story in page six. He's got a podcast. I'll shout him out. Rob Shooter, Naughty But Nice, I think is his podcast. And in a way, this is ties to what we're going to talk about later with Heather McDonald.
Let's get to it. I mean, Wendy Williams and Amanda Bynes, a sentence, not really a story.
I always hate when you do that.
It's not juicy. It's not drama. This is a sick person as well that's clearly got a lot of things going on. I don't really find this entertaining. I'm just saying, could we move it along?
All right. I'm just going to stop. Let's move it on then.
Is there a payoff to the story?
Let's just stop.
If there is, let's get to it.
I hate every time you do this.
People come to us to be entertained, and she's just a sick person, Perez.
If you're bored, just say fucking nothing and let me finish what I have to say.
Okay, I'll say nothing. Go ahead.
That's better than having to, like, literally have the same conversation over and over again. And then you put me in the worst mood, and it's like, I don't even want to fucking finish the show.
Perez.
I mean, I'll finish it. I'm a professional, but it's like, now I'm in the worst mood. I'm just being honest.
Fine. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I'm trying to edit you.
People do care about Amanda Bynes.
She's a sick person. We've had these conversations before. You've started the show with two sick people. We shouldn't be even gossiping about them. They're sick people. I'm sorry you have no heart or no fucking sense of, like, decency when it comes to these are sick people you're reporting on. It's not juicy. It's not gossip.
It's a
sentence. I'm just saying, it's a sentence. Move on. Reporting on Wendy Williams is fucking low-hanging fruit. She's a sick lady. Let her be sick. She wants to have a drink, fine. What are we, the fucking police of her drinking? I don't understand how you don't understand that. Putting you in a bad mood, you're putting me in a bad mood. There, I said my piece. You said yours.
The Amanda story was a big story, and it still is. People do care about her. That's still getting multiple headlines.
It's noteworthy because she's famous. Fine. But we did it. We moved on. You gave
your
opinion.
And then I followed
that up
with
Wendy
Williams.
And then
you
went to another sick person.
Because it's a similar situation.
I'm just telling you to move it along.
If people don't want to live...
Perez, can we just move on?
No. No.
You're going to tell us how the fast forward button works?
Exactly.
Now?
I was about to say that. People know how to fucking use the fast forward button. Every time you do what you're doing today, it makes me feel like shit because you're like,
I'm not trying to make it feel like shit. I think it's awful that we're reporting on two sick people for so long. I hate it. It makes me feel gross.
I don't think I said anything bad or mean or nasty or awful about Amanda Bynes.
This is the thing you have. You can't see what you're doing. You're reporting on someone's illness. You're doing it in a salacious way. This gossip reporter, someone had a drink and this person told me about it. This isn't cool. I don't think the audience needs to use the fast forward button. Let's just be interesting.
Great. Yeah, Heather McDonald got into some drama. Was a regular on the Jeff Lewis show and was on vacation in Palm Springs over the weekend, staying at the house of a former housewife, Kelly Dodd, and her husband. It's pretty complicated, so I'm trying to simplify. This woman that is friends with Jeff Lewis and is on his radio show apparently doesn't like Heather McDonald, had never told Heather McDonald before that she didn't like her, which I think is a good thing. Like, why, do you really want somebody telling you, I don't like you or whatever? I don't know. But it all boiled over or kicked off because they were all going to be, like, possibly cohabiting for the weekend. Because Kelly Dodd at her house, Heather McDonald was staying there Friday night. And then this other woman, who is not even, like, a known person, she was going to stay there on Saturday. But then the woman was like, oh, is Heather going to be there the whole weekend? Blah, blah, blah. Why does this woman not like Heather? I think... she doesn't like Heather because of jealousy.
Yeah.
That's it. But the other woman claims that Heather's like a friend poacher, friend stealer, blah, 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 which is like, you know, I guess what some insecure people probably do worry about or complain about or whatever it might be.
Is she bitching about this on her show?
No.
Oh, so someone else is. So how did this get out? That's what I want to know.
This is why I put it after Wendy Williams and why I also mentioned the Wendy Williams thing, because there's a parallel also. Wendy Williams was spotted at dinner by this gossip reporter, the guy that I mentioned. And you may not like him or whatever, but she knows him. She knows what he does. Wendy knew that gossip reporter. She invited him over to her table when he said hello to her, and she was drinking. So, you know, you're going to, I would say it's a 50-50 chance that he would have reported it or not. And he decided to go ahead and plant that story in page six. It's like the craps table. There was a lot of liquor involved in Palm Springs at Kelly Dodd's house. And this other woman got drunk and let Heather McDonald know how she really feels about her. So that happened Saturday night or sometime Saturday. I don't know if it was specifically in the evening, but it happened sometime Saturday. Then the next day came and Heather was expecting the other woman to apologize because she said really hurtful, awful things. She didn't apologize. And then I think by Sunday evening, Heather decided to do an emergency episode of her podcast.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Heather did an emergency episode of her podcast and talked about what happened, which is something that I would absolutely do as well, or an emergency vlog or whatever. So Kelly Dodd and her husband, this former Fox News personality, they have their own podcast and they talked about it as well. And I do not like that Kelly Dodd woman at all. But I found all of this drama interesting, especially because the mainstream media did not pick up on it and they haven't written about it. Because, like, if Heather McDonald were a housewife, if she were on, you know, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
She's not exactly a household name. We know her because we're in the entertainment industry, but she's got a great fan base, but she's probably not a big click. Kelly Dodd is probably a bigger click.
Yeah, if Heather McDonald were on the Housewives show and all of this went down.
Different story.
Yeah, it would get a lot of attention. But Kelly Dodd, the former housewife, and her husband, the former Fox News personality, have their own podcast. And they said that it was, I could not believe this. They accused, so first of all, they acknowledged that what this other woman did to Heather was bad and inappropriate and crossed the line and she went too hard. But then they said what Heather did by releasing that episode, that was bullying the other woman. I'm like,
oh, shut up.
Yeah, that's so stupid. If something happened to you, you are absolutely entitled to share your truth and the experience.
It's your story.
Yeah.
It's you're part of it. And it's not like these people don't know what she does.
Exactly.
And vice versa. Okay. It's like, this is what these people fucking do. So send a bouquet. Send some fucking fruit. I mean, even if there was a headline, one, it's worth it. We're talking about it.
Exactly. Although I still don't even know that other woman's name because I don't listen to the Jeff Lewis show, nor do I watch.
I don't know who Jeff Lewis is. I think I do. Is he a comedian?
No. I think he's like some interior designer.
Oh, that guy. Okay. Yeah. I know who you're talking about. You're right. He is.
Yeah. And he used to have a show on Bravo, and I think he got a show somewhere else after leaving Bravo, but he's still affiliated with Andy Cohen. He has a radio show on Radio Andy on Sirius.
Gotcha.
And now I don't know what's going to happen because all these people were supposed to go on a fancy vacation together in a, you know, I think June or something. I hope Heather can get her money back. I probably would not go on that vacation.
Wait a minute, back up. Why wouldn't you? Because
that woman and her friend set up the vacation.
Okay.
So it was that woman and her friends putting it all together. You know, they like chartered, I think, a boat or this or that or the other. Like, I don't know all the details of the vacation.
She should just go just to piss them off. Gives her content for her show. Why not?
Yeah. I would say I'm definitely Team Heather. And like I said, you know, like with that gossip reporter, Rob Shooter, people know Heather McDonald has a podcast. I don't view her talking about it as anything wrong, especially because that other woman, she had way more than enough time to sober up and realize that she, even if you don't like somebody, here's the gist of it all. Even if you don't like somebody, you can be like, you know what? I think going forward, we should not spend time together, or I really am hurt by this, that. Even that's not a good thing. I would have framed it like this and that and the other that you've done has hurt me, and I need to protect my peace.
But when you say it's professional courtesy that if you're going to talk about somebody and you get some information from somebody, you have a conversation about it. Because there are many times I share stuff with you or you'll share things with me and you know it doesn't go past that. Is there a little bit of a, it's almost like a friend code or a professional code to spill the beans on some of this stuff? Because I get it, alcohol's involved, but you still have that, this isn't for the show of business, if you know what I mean.
No, if somebody really hurts you, and according to, well, when Heather talked about it on her podcast, she started crying.
Oh boy.
And then Kelly Dodd, when she was talking about it, she mentioned that Heather was in tears. And Heather said that this woman said the most horrible, awful things about her. Hmm. You know, and I get it. If somebody's drunk and they don't like you, like, you're going to go hard. You could, some people would go hard or whatever. And that's what happened. And you know what? At the end of the day, this is only a positive for Heather McDonald. Now, yep. Now she knows that woman is fake. She doesn't need to be around that person. And hopefully this drama might have helped get her more listeners.
And well, and I'll take it a step further. It put her in that housewife world, which she probably so desperately wants to be on and in. So it's nothing but a win for her.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, you know, she's got her husband and she's got two kids that are really normal, it seems like, and doing well. You know, I think one of her kids work with her. And, you know, I say that all the time. Family is really what matters most. So perspective. All right. Let's talk Bad Bunny. He is being sued by his ex-girlfriend for using her voice and sampling it repeatedly and not paying her. Understandably, they were together at the time, and it was the very beginning of his career. So he hadn't quite become this huge superstar. He was an up-and-coming musician, and he never got the rights to her voice. So now she's suing him for $40 million.
Oh, come on. Come on.
It's like being like a songwriter on the song. You know, like, she deserves a piece of the publishing, I would say.
Well, at the end of the day, she's right.
Yeah.
Did she go into a studio and say something?
Yes.
Or she did.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like something from a phone call and he grabbed it and didn't tell her. But then there's the whole, what did she tell him? Did he say, hey, can I use you on this? And she said, yes. And that's the end of it. Like, how does that work? That's what I don't know.
That's a really good question. It's a, if you have a verbal agreement.
Right. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
And consent clearly was given because she did it.
Yeah. And, so, and like you said, she went into a studio to record it. She didn't do it on a phone.
But still, you got to like sign. There's always a release. There's always a release. So just give her $20. You know what I mean? Or give her whatever. She doesn't need $40 million or whatever the fuck number you just said.
He tried to get her to sign a release last year and offered her money, and she refused. And now she's suing for $40 million.
Oh, wow. I wonder if he did her dirty.
Well, he dumped her, so.
People amicably break up all the time. It, to me, it sounds like she's still hot about all of it if she's chasing $40 million or whatever.
Oh, no. I think, you know, they broke up in 2016. I think she's moved on. It's just about the money, I would say.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you've got the law on your side and you can get a big paycheck. All right. And other wacky news. Thus far, Donald Trump has not been arrested. I mean, listen, I do not like Donald Trump whatsoever.
You don't say.
Yeah. I don't understand this. Like, why are you going to arrest him for something that seems like, okay, if he allegedly did this inappropriate thing of misusing campaign funds.
That's it. That's the law.
I get it, but that doesn't seem like something you need to be arrested over. Like, have a trial. He's guilty or not. Like, is he going to... I don't think he should serve jail time for this. Like, that's ridiculous.
I just think it's because there's so many things on the record. Campaign funds are heavily monitored. Look, at the end of the day, I just ask myself the question, do I care? Not really. If you're dumb enough to send him money... He's asking for money now.
Yeah,
he's asking for money to defend this and for his new campaign. Like, it's like if people want to send you a dollar on your fucking birthday, they can. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I don't, here's what I don't understand. Why didn't the fucking guy just pay it himself? That's all I don't understand.
He's
like,
cheap.
That's all he had to do. Paid himself and this was over. But no, he had to use this money and lie about this. And it's just, there's too many lies. And I don't know how people follow him and try to keep all of this straight in their minds. That's what I just don't understand. I get the whole idea of him, but I don't get the idea of that they think that he or anyone else is above the law. They're not. The law is the fucking law. Just follow it.
Well, speaking of the law, Nick Lachey last year got into an altercation with a female paparazzo outside of a restaurant in Los Angeles. And not even allegedly, I think he did attack her because he reached a plea deal. And I think the only reason that happened is because there was security camera footage of what happened. And maybe she took video, or maybe there were even other paparazzi that got photos and video as well. So it's not like he could deny the altercation. Yeah. I don't want to describe specifically what happened because I don't want to get in trouble for mischaracterizing it. But there was an altercation. It got heated with this female paparazzo. And as a result of it, now Nick Lachey has agreed to attend anger management classes and Alcoholics Anonymous classes as well.
Wow.
Yeah. He's got to do 52 weeks of that. So that's a lot.
Damn.
Yeah.
That must have been a, quote, altercation.
Yeah, he was charged with assault and battery. So,
damn.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is he's been famous for 100 years. I can't imagine that many people are chasing a Nick Lachey at this point.
That's exactly what the photographer said. So the photographer gave an interview saying that he's not really on the radar, but she just happened to be there and saw him, so started taking photos. And I'm guessing, okay, but here's total just speculation.
Guessing, I heard the word, sure.
Speculation, I'm guessing he was just really drunk and sloppy and didn't want to be photographed or videoed being really drunk or sloppy.
He got in a mood.
Yeah, or he got like that woman that got into an altercation with Heather McDonald, you know? So there's that. Hopefully the anger management and AA classes will help him.
Huh.
If only there could be classes to be a better parent. There probably are classes to be a better parent, to be honest.
Sure.
Tom Cruise could probably benefit from that. According to reports, his daughter with Katie Holmes, Suri, is about to head to college. She's applying to colleges. And Tom Cruise, according to reports, has no part in her life other than just financially paying for things. He will be paying for college, but he, according to reports, hasn't been involved or seen nothing since the divorce, you know, because Scientology says you can't have anything to do with a suppressive person. And if you leave the church or a family member leaves the church, you have to cut them out of your life, they say.
It's your kid. You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't make sense. I just want to know the real story. If someone could ever truly get to the bottom of why such acrimony over this, it's your kid. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Scientology's got a hold on him.
And maybe that's the answer. And maybe it isn't. Maybe there's something else completely that we don't know about. But man, it's really interesting. I have no idea what it could be, though.
Back to the world of housewives for a minute. Larsa Pippen, she revealed recently that her ex-husband, Scottie Pippen, the two of them used to have sex 4 times a night. She says, I always had sex 4 times a night. I had sex 4 times a night every night. I never had a day off for 23 years.
Not buying that. Sorry.
I mean, like, even on game nights, like, he would still want to do it 4 times on game nights.
Yeah, I think she's exaggerating a little bit.
It seemed like she was complaining, you know, like, I never had a day off for 23 years. So it seems like Scottie Pippen was the one initiating and wanting it that much. But is having sex is having sex 4 times a night every night for decades, is that sex addiction, even if it's with your wife?
Yeah, it has to be. First of all, I don't believe it. I can't even get to that question because I don't believe it. She's full of shit. There's no way they did it four times every day of their entire marriage. It just didn't happen. I'm telling you, it didn't happen. As a man, I don't know how you could go that many times, if you know what I mean. It just doesn't. I don't even know if porn people could go that many times. It just doesn't. It doesn't make sense.
I don't know. I'd have to ask her some follow-up questions. An update. A couple of weeks ago, we spoke about Farrah Abram and her daughter, and I posed the question of, was she possibly potentially grooming her daughter? Maybe even, I didn't say this, but maybe I should have specified, clearly not a predator, but maybe even subconsciously, like maybe Farrah Abram doesn't even know what she's doing, but in a way is grooming her daughter.
The way you posed it made sense. And what you're saying now makes sense. Yes.
To be on OnlyFans.
She doesn't know any difference. This is what she does.
Yeah.
She finds her world and her means of making money acceptable. And maybe she's passing it down to her daughter. I think that's a fair assumption even.
So on one hand, I think being honest with your children is a good thing. But on another hand, it's like withholding information from them is not being dishonest. It just means you're not having to have...
There's adult things and there's things that are
exactly.
just for mom. I mean, that's it. There's things that you have that are just for dad. And I think that's just part of growing up.
Well, it seems like Farrah Abram has, you know, been very honest with her daughter, Sophia, about her work on OnlyFans. And and the young girl is just 14 years old. And in this video that I saw that Farrah Abram shared on social media, they were talking about feet pics. And how her daughter asked her if she could or should share feet pics with her followers because her mother sells feet pics on OnlyFans. Right there. I called it 2 weeks ago. I called it.
And you did. And to me, this is what I hear. And I'm not going to judge her. That's your kid. Do what the fuck you want. I don't care. But to me, that's sexualizing a child at a way too young age. And that's it. Like, point blank, that's it.
Don't show your feet. There you go. Thank you. All right. There was this a lawyer that emailed me threatening me this week, which...
Yes.
Which I haven't spoken about publicly because honestly, like, I don't even care that much anymore. But old me would have been like all about it on social media. And also maybe because it's not a big celebrity that did it. It's a social media influencer. Yeah, this social media influencer had her lawyer email me threatening me because BuzzFeed, well, you know, I would consider BuzzFeed a reputable, respectable publication, wouldn't you?
I mean, I've heard of it, so there you go, yes.
They have a news team and, you know, standards and et cetera, et cetera. BuzzFeed did this article about Emma Chamberlain, this social media person, allegedly offering fans the opportunity to have DM conversations with her for $10,000. Well, the lawyer emailed me saying that that was just a test and it was not ever live and that somehow the fan discovered this, a fan discovered it, but it was never an offering and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like,
and
yeah,
that's what I would have said. And what do you want me to do? They reported it.
Exactly.
I'm reporting it.
And they're like, this is defamatory.
Wait a minute.
Defamatory.
So are they threatening or are they asking you to correct?
They're asking me to correct it. But my whole point is language and tone is important. And they didn't need to go so hard to me in the message they sent. And or it might have just been better to have a publicist reach out. Because if she's affording, I guarantee you she has a I know she has a publicist. Okay. So
yeah.
It would have been smoother, I think, and just smarter to have her publicist reach out to me.
Well, maybe this person's just green and they don't know how things work. They got all these people around them and they are really interested in spending her money and they're saying, well, we could do this and that'll cost you this. It sounds like someone's taking advantage of her because everything you just said is a complete professional way of doing things. This is how it works. Your publicist calls me for this kind of garbage. You know what I mean?
But she's not that new.
No.
She's been around 4 or 5 years, something like that. Anyways, onto some film news. The new Shazam movie flopped.
That's shocking. I mean, is it? I don't know. Those superhero movies, I mean, yeah, a lot of them don't do anything for me. Ant-Man, I've never seen any of that. Or there's just these ancillary characters I just don't care about.
I think people are suffering from superhero fatigue. Honestly, I was even shocked with when the first movie came out because of the casting. Like, Zachary Levi or Levy doesn't seem like the kind of person that can, the type, the actor that can carry a big superhero movie like that.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm wrong. But anyways, the reason I brought it up, because I was interested in it, is not just because the movie flopped, but it goes back to what we were talking about with Farrah Abram and the concept of honesty. Or even it goes back to Heather McDonald. And just because something happened, listen, I always repeatedly made the mistake of, and still, because, like, you know, on our podcast, I talked about how I emailed Adele's manager and he ghosted me. And then I emailed him again and he ghosted me a second time. So, you know.
You have moments of immaturity.
I would not say, no, I would not say that's immature.
Well, that was an immature thing, the Adele thing.
No.
Calling the fucker out.
No, I was about to say that I often am of the school of thought of saying, well, if something is true and it happened, then it's totally okay to share it. But, is it always the smartest thing? No. And I can acknowledge that. I don't always make the smartest decisions. I fully can see that. Okay. Mm. So after the Shazam movie flopped, Zachary Levi Levy.
We're just not sure what his name is, so we're just going to go with both.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Who cares?
After,
if he was any good, we'd know how to say his fucking name.
After the movie flopped, he took to his Instagram to share news that The Rock cock-blocked him. And The Rock, like, trying to say The Rock is partly responsible for the movie flopping, because he wanted some characters from the Black Adam movie that The Rock starred in and some other characters from the DC universe to appear in the Shazam movie, and The Rock did not allow it, did not want it to happen. And he's a bigger star, so. But now there's a big changeover at DC, and The Rock is out, so.
He is?
Sadly, yeah. I don't think there's going to be another Black Adam movie.
I didn't know there was a first one, so.
There was. I saw it. I liked that one.
You liked it, huh?
Yeah. And finally, before we get to calls, Ben Affleck has revealed that his wife, Jennifer Lopez, will be starring in his next movie. Congratulations to them.
Haven't we seen this movie twice?
I know. And we know how it worked out those other times. Maybe this time it'll be different. All right, let's take some calls.
Just comment on the Hugh Grant deal. He's a self-proclaimed asshole, and he knows he's an asshole. He, like, yelled at some person on a set, thinking she was an extra in his line of sight, but she actually worked there or something like that. But he's a self-proclaimed asshole, so.
I don't understand this point of view. And by the way, that's Christian Bale she's talking about. He's the one that yelled at someone for the line of sight. Am I wrong on that?
It might have been Hugh Grant.
Well, I know it happened with Christian Bale. There was that audio of him, like, screaming because somebody was in his line of sight. But I don't recall that with Hugh Grant. Whatever.
Hello, this is Lorenzo. I was calling about the Diplo blowies thing, not being gay or whatever. It's definitely gay because, like, technically, like, man giving another man a blowy, that's gay, right, by definition. However, I do believe that the person receiving it, if they identify as straight, can participate in a gay act and still identify as straight, because sometimes with men, you know.
This is too much information is what I've learned, and I hate the word blowy.
I've never heard that before either. I still disagree. I think that most fully heterosexual men, they just wouldn't even be able to get hard.
There's no way. If I looked down and there was a dude down there, there'd just be no way I could perform. That's it.
All right.
Hi, my name is Megan. I'm calling from Washington State. Longtime listener, first time caller. Just want to touch on the Vanderpump drama. Booker, let's not act like you weren't saying that the show was getting better okay, and that you were invested again before all this shit went down. Let's not put Raquel, you know, on such a pedestal. Raquel.
Rachel.
So much of this drama is just, okay.
Do any of our callers make any sense this week? Because I feel like we're 0-3. Are you following this?
Does not deserve as much credit. That's what I'm trying to say. There's no way also that any of them
are... I mean, how could she not deserve this much credit? Perez himself, who does not watch the show, is invested in this drama. You can't tell me that she didn't create all this. This is a home run for their show. I can't see it any other way.
I sort of agree with her, though.
I guess I don't get her point. What do you mean?
Because I think she's probably thinking it's more like all Tom Sandoval's doing, and like she's giving him probably more credit. I'm guessing. Like she probably just thinks you're giving that Raquel too much credit.
Oh, Tom Sandoval, to me, just is probably a guy that wants to get laid. He's just a guy in all this. This is probably just what he does. I just kind of see that for what it is. I think she has just breathed some life into the show again. And the promo for season two, holy shit, they just released that the other day. It's amazing. It looks so good. I mean, they're really touching upon some of this drama. So I don't know. I think she's the hero in all of this. That's my two cents on it.
All right.
Let's wrap it up.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. SpamBarbie@gmail.com. Oh,
Jesus Christ. Happy birthday.
And we'll see you guys next week. Have a good one.
Beautiful. Sorry we fought.
Oh, it's all good.
All month long on Pluto TV, stream the biggest Tyler Perry movies free. Watch your favorites like Madea's Witness Protection and Madea's Big Happy Family. Join Tyler Perry as he goes on a couples retreat with Sharon Leal in Why Did I Get Married? Or Idris Elba and Gabrielle Union in the Tyler Perry-directed film Daddy's Little Girls. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies and TV shows, available on live and on demand. Download the free Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.
You think Vanderpump Rules is messy now?
It's always been messy. I'm Jax Taylor, the OG Pump Rules villain.
And I'm Brittany Cartwright, wife of the OG villain. And we've got a new podcast, When Reality Hits.
We'll definitely be talking about Vanderpump Rules, past and present, and oh my, Scandoval.
Ugh. And you'll get a look at what life is like for us now as we figure out marriage and parenthood. Little cruisy.
And friendships. And definitely feuds.
It's our real reality, with and without cameras.
And sometimes with special guests like our celeb friends, former castmates, and other veterans of reality TV.
So listen to and follow When Reality Hits with us, Jax Taylor and Brittany Cartwright.
At Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.